David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. I am so happy you're here today because we have a very special guest. We have Carol Ann on the show, and she is the co-founder of Solopelli Therapy. And she's here today to talk about how to make your mark in the world. She is actually the co-founder of Solopelli. Her husband, Gino, is the founder, and she helps many women all over the world help them improve their health and improve their hormone balance and help them improve their overall life. And today she really wants to focus on making your mark in the world, and she's going to explain that. But before she does that, I want her to tell a little about yourself and tell everybody, you know, who you are and what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Thank you for having me again, Miss Stacey. It's a pleasure chatting with you. My late husband, Dr. Tutero, and I founded a company called Solopelli, which is Italian for under the skin. He was trained how to do pellets back in the early 90s when we lived in Rancho Mirage. He took over a practice from another gentleman who sadly passed away 3 months after he started working with him. While he had this big practice of people from all over who were traveling in to see him, he realized, wait a minute, we all don't wear the same size shoes. So why am I giving everybody the same size of hormones? They were overdosed with estrogen and not given enough testosterone for females. As the years progressed, I realized we had a person who was flying patients in from Arizona, and they'd come into our waiting room because I was working in the office at the time. They were chatting and having a great time, and I don't know too many people who come in with a group of people into a doctor's office chatting and loving and exciting to be there. So I went out and spoke with them and realized that she flies her own plane over. She flies over a different group all the time until she finally said, hey, how would you like to come to Arizona? I think you've got a bigger population there. Great. I said, I would love to. Thought of it as a vacation. Wrong. Or was I right? So we started out one Saturday morning a month. That turned into Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. When we hit Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday every month, I said, I think the writing's on the wall and we need to be in Scottsdale where more people are, where we can bring people into a better territory where you could fly in easily. It was challenging back then to fly into Palm Springs. So we came over here, we took all the information and started putting it out, doing seminars and TV shows, informational spots for everyone to hear exactly what pellets were. Because Dr. T truly revolutionized the hormone world with bringing pellets back to the forefront. They're not new. They've been around since 1939.
Really?
Yep. And he decided that this was the best modality for women and eventually men to have because they're placed under the skin and the hip. The body knows how to work with them. You don't have to do anything. And it's like the blood is pumped from the heart. So it goes by the pellet like a kid licking a lollipop. So the more strenuous exercise, the more stress, and you're really flowing in the heart rate area and the blood's really flowing in the body, the hormones slowly dissolve. So our bodies, think of it like a car. And you've got to put gas in the car if you want it to run. Correct.
Right.
You want to give it the right kind of gas. Now there's also patches, pills, creams, injections. That's not the right kind of gas to put in your car.
Right.
You don't want to give your body that because you'll either get high spikes, you're going to drop real quickly, but with pellets, you'll go up and you'll get a nice steady stream of hormones until they start to decline.
Yeah.
People know when they start to decline. So when my late husband passed in 15, I really stepped back from the company. I had to deal with the grief of losing him so suddenly and put one foot in front of the other. And I realized this really is my passion as well. He really wanted as many people treated as possible with the pellets because he knew that was the right modality. And it's a bioidentical product, meaning it matches exactly what your body used to produce. It's pretty simple. So I'm still carrying on the legacy. Absolutely love, love what I'm doing. And that's, I think it's going to be not only his legacy, but my legacy as well. Because I was the first woman in this industry. I was the woman behind the man. Who sometimes he didn't like, the little pushing. I think he enjoyed his one little practice, but then he soon realized, wait a minute, I can't see everybody. And let me tell you, he saw a lot of patients when he was an OB doc and then just the GYN doc. And he made a big mark in this world. He really did. And I want to make sure that he gets all the kudos for that still. That's important to me.
I think that is so wonderful. I think it's great that you're keeping on his legacy. Now, I do hormone therapy, and until I met you, I didn't know what the pellets were because a lot of people who practice, functional medicine doctors and so forth, they use the creams or they use the capsules, and those are pretty standard things, or they use the chewables, And I never knew about pellets until you actually, explained to me what they were and all the benefits. Can you, because, a lot of people aren't familiar with it, because in New Jersey, when I looked it up, because after I spoke to you, I was so excited about, maybe trying the pellets because it seemed like it was such a better option for me. I wanted to see, who did it. And there weren't many people out there that did it. So I think, we should, go over the benefits of why they're more productive than the creams and more productive than the capsules or the chewables. You tapped on it a little in the introduction, but could we go a little further and a little more deeper? Because I think, if people contact you and they work with you, they might be able to find an option where they might be able to get those pellets, and maybe, improve even their hormone therapy where it's more balanced and easier and an easier process. So can we go over some of the benefits, the pros and the cons of why they're better than the creams and so forth?
Well, the creams, you never know if you're getting the right amount on your body. And then you have to wait for it to dry. It'll get stuck on your clothes. Or if you go to hug somebody, it's gonna wrap around them as well. That we don't. If you're doing a and it if you're doing the patches, your body will look like the Olympic rings eventually. He used to tell a great story when he did a seminar about a woman who got out of the shower, towel dried, and she couldn't find her patch. And the patch happened to end on the dog's nose somehow. Well, the dog was going to feel pretty good that day because he had the patch of estrogen on him. Shots, people aren't doing as much blood work as they should be when they're doing shots for testosterone. That's not a good thing because body will simulate thinking you are low when you're not, and you've just spiked way too high. So there is a problem when you overdose somebody, which we go very conservative with pellet hormones. There have been known to be other offices who don't do any blood work at all. The patient will have a symptom, and oh, sure, come on, let's just give you more pellets. That's the wrong way to treat somebody because you're overdosing them. They're getting the symptoms that they don't have enough in their body, but they actually have more than enough. So that's not good either. We've always dosed very conservatively because you can always add. You can take out, but it's not the thing to do. So when we train providers, we train them through the dosing site. We train them the managing and dosing. We train them about pellets and why they're beneficial. The pellet is the size of a small grain of rice. For women, it's estradiol and testosterone. For men, it's pure testosterone.
Yes.
When we're seen 3 to 4 times a year, it's in the body. The body is good to go. It's the only modality that's working 24/7. Nothing else is. I don't want to have to worry about a cream that did I put on enough?
Yeah.
I don't want to worry about a troche dissolving in my mouth. I
Yeah.
don't worry about putting a patch on. I love the pellets. Absolutely love them.
I gotta say, for me, I had someone come to me and tell me a story about their mother. Now this was like maybe 3 decades ago. So, technology has changed, but she had the BRCA gene. And they gave her, because she was low in estrogen, they gave her the patch. And the patch was giving her too much estrogen, and they weren't testing her enough. And they didn't know that the estrogen was too high. And she ended up with breast cancer. And they concluded it was because of the patch. The patch was giving her too much estrogen, and it caused the breast cancer. And she had the BRCA gene, so she was more prone to it. But because they didn't test her enough, and because the patch was giving her too much estrogen, it caused the breast cancer. And that's one thing, people have to understand too. Like when people take estrogen, I always say, be careful, make sure you check your blood work. I'm not a functional medicine doctor, but I do know that, blood work is very, very important because your body changes consistently. And I think estrogen, I think it controls over 400 things in your body, if I'm correct.
That I can't tell you.
I think it's around 400, I think. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, and the estrogen also is a protector for the brain. It can reverse and prevent the proteins in the brain that cause Alzheimer's. So there are a lot of studies going on right now with that to lower the Alzheimer's disease with the biomarkers that they're finding. We teach everyone, you've got to have the blood work. I totally agree with you because if you're getting a heart medicine, a liver, a kidney, whatever, you know for sure the doctor's going to say to you, go get your blood work. Let's see if it's working. Let's see if you need more, you need less. Because you're right, the body's constantly changing. It changes all the time. I mean, look at us now. You may be looking through the body with the same eyes you looked when you were 5, 10, 20, 30, but your body does not look the same. I mean, think about that aspect and you go, wow, I used to be this tall. Now I'm this tall. It's not the same. So why would you think everything else, you can't give somebody hormones without doing blood work. It just, it's common sense knowledge is what it is. That's, I'd rather feel good knowing that I took my blood work than somebody just guessing, oh, well, let's just go with your symptoms and hey, let's try this out.
Yeah, definitely. And I had another instance. I just want to give scenarios just so people understand the importance. I had another scenario where I had problems in my uterus, and well, when I went to see the doctor, he put me on estradiol, and I was already on testosterone and progesterone from my functional medicine doctor, and she consistently tested me. And I asked him, "So are we going to do blood work?" And he said, "No, we don't need to do blood work." So when I went to see my functional medicine doctor and she did blood work, I was normal in progesterone, and all of a sudden, when I started taking the estradiol, it ate up my progesterone, and I was down to 0.05. And I noticed that because I was getting so fatigued. All of a sudden, I was feeling so fatigued. So I called her back up because as soon as he put me on that, I let her know. So she knew what was going on. She's like, "Get off that estradiol because that could actually eat up your progesterone." And as soon as I got off of that, I started to slowly feel better, So you have to be very careful when you play around with hormones, and you have to work with, clinics and doctors and functional medicine doctors that know what they're doing. And like you said, consistently test. That blood work is so important. I can't even stress that.
Yeah, very much so. A little fun fact here is that we were 23 years ahead of our time in proving that the Women's Health Initiative did a gross disservice to women's health saying that all estrogen was bad. That's like saying the engine in a Ferrari is just as bad as the engine in a Mazda. It's not true. And they never test pellets ever. And that's what's disappointing, although there's probably close to 1,500 articles now on the benefits of pellet therapy.
I think it's so important, and I love the concept of solo pellets. And I was really surprised that it started back in 1939. That's like amazing because, I never realized because a lot of doctors don't talk about it.
They don't, and they don't learn it in medical school. So, therefore, if it's not taught to them in medical school, they think it's poo-poo stuff. Now, the gentleman who developed them in 38 started using them for women who'd had radical hysterectomies. He plopped them right in when he did the incision, sewed them up, so they did not go through massive issues because he took everything out. Dr. T was doing that when he was working with patients in the 90s when he had to do a hysterectomy and he opened up, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. What a beautiful thing it is. I mean, honestly, it truly is.
That is amazing. People don't realize, but your whole body changes when you have a hysterectomy. Your body starts functioning and like it was older because it sees that a lot certain things are missing, things are starting to slow down, and immediately your whole body changes and you start to feel older. Your body's functioning like it was older, even though you're younger. So to have solo pellets put in, that's amazing. That's a great idea. That's outstanding.
Yeah, well, we don't make the pellets. They all have to come from a 503B outsourcing facility, which is FDA governed. So that's a really good thing. We teach people the method of how to use pellets. And that's where we exceed and we're the gold standard in the industry.
I love that. I love that. Now, you talked about in the beginning about making your mark in the world. Can you go into detail about what you mean by making your mark in the world?
Well, we were chatting earlier and you said something that dawned on me. I really, because my ego is not that large and neither was his, he knew he was a great doctor. There are women still talking about him almost 10 years after his passing. We've got some great stories you and I can share, but I don't realize how much I am helping save women's lives. And saving marriages. I just know that as that's what my business does. But I'm the face of the company. I've had the honor of being the face of HRT here in the Phoenix area 5 years in a row. We've had the Most Admired Company Award last year. We're doing something right to get a, I mean, we've got so many accolades. It was such an incredible year last year. And I love what I'm doing. I can't say it enough. The passion comes through when I talk to people about this and I get excited. And, it's sadly, I was talking to somebody last night when we were both out during our time together. And she said, oh, I tried them and I felt like I was on heavy drugs and they had me on 300 milligrams of progesterone. Whoa. Okay. That's a problem right there. 'Cause she told me she went to walk her dogs, came back home, and her mom looked at her and said, "Are you on drugs? Because you look like a space cadet." So unfortunately, that's an office that wasn't trained properly. So my mission to make sure that people are trained properly. Progesterone is just as important in a oral form, and we do use a bioidentical product as well. Because that protects the lining of the uterus. It also supports good brain health. So it saddens me to know that people tried pellets, had a horrible experience, because that's not the way it should be. I mean, I've been on them since my early 40s. I'm just about 70. I wouldn't do it any other way. It's like,
I really I'm really excited to want to try it because I really, from what I'm learning about them, they have so many benefits. And, I like the fact that you can put it in, have it injected into the hip, and you're fine for the next 3 months. And then you get tested, and then you move forward to the next, level. And because, there's so many things out there. And like you said, you can put creams on, but, I've known people that actually, when I measure creams, because one, I take capsules, creams, and chewables. When I measure the creams, I am precise. I have known people that have been on hormone therapy, and just like a sauce, when you put in the garlic or okay, I think this is enough of garlic for the sauce. That's how some people were doing their testosterone cream. Like I knew,
Looks good to me,
yeah.
whatever.
And I looked at them like, you can't do that, And they just said,
Yeah, and especially with a testosterone cream, you have to be very careful because it will go on to somebody else if you're close
yes.
to them and you hug them, and
Yes.
they're taking some of that cream off your body if it hasn't totally as absorbed and assimilated into your skin.
Yes.
So I mean, I've heard horror stories of gentlemen who's had creams and hugged their kids, and not a good thing.
Oh,
Not
yeah.
good a thing at all.
100%. You know what's funny is when I put the creams on, my Shih Tzu can smell me a mile away, and she tries to come to me and she tries to lick me, and she goes right towards the area where I put this cream,
Wow.
and I have to push her away from me, for a while, because she immediately smelled whatever the why, I don't know, but as soon as I put the cream on, she dashes to me and she tries to lick that area, and she wants the creams, because sometimes I put it, on my arms, and she immediately wants to go towards my arms, and she wants to lick my arms, and I'm like pushing her away. I'm like, no, and it's, because like you said, even though you're putting it in and it's rubbed in, it's still on the hot top of the surface of your arm. Some have went into the paws and went into your body, but you still have the cream on the surface of your arms for a while. And like you said, it could be put on children, it could be put on your husband or wife or your partner, if they touch it, and that could be a very dangerous thing, like you said.
Absolutely. So, it's my mission to carry on his legacy, let people know that he is still loved and admired. And when I was at the physician training this morning, we had a physician in from up north in Prescott. And she told me a wonderful story that she had a patient come in and he said they were talking about her training and who they learned from. And oh, Dr. Tutera. And he said, well, my wife used to be an OB nurse with him in Kansas City. And it was like, oh my God, I hear these stories constantly of people having the pleasure of getting the opportunity to know him. He really left a mark in this world. He made you feel like you're the only one who mattered to him. You felt like you got his full attention, which you did during a consult.
Yes.
It may have been a short amount of time that you were talking with him, but let me tell you, it to the patient, it felt like they were in there for an hour.
Yes.
And to hear them come out and they just oozed over it. So we've trained all of our providers at Tutera Medical that this is the style, this is the way you talk to patients. They're the only person that really matters. They thought they were in there for an hour and
Yeah.
they were not. So,
Right.
we're doing something right when people are just thrilled about what we do.
Oh, 100%. And like we were mentioning earlier before we went on air, like I was mentioning, it's very hard to find those type of doctors. I don't think people, well, I think people who, look for doctors, it's very hard to find those doctors that when you're talking, they're looking right into your eyes. They're observing, your body language. They're listening to the words you say, and they're actually making decisions, because they care, not because they just want to, get you out of the room and get to the next patient. And it's not about billing, it's about changing lives. And I had a doctor like that, and like I was telling you, he in my heart, if I talk about him, tears come to my eyes, because he changed my life. He was my security blanket, because he was like the person I trusted, because he made such huge changes in my life. And then when I would tell him, you gave me my life back, And he would just like look at me so sincerely, like he would brush it off like nah, yeah. It was, and they don't realize, I think, the impact they make in our lives.
No, they don't. And that's the kind of doctor that you want. You want the one who doesn't realize what the impact is. That's the person who truly wants to treat people. Unlike the guy who, or the gal, whoever the provider is, they're on a time clock. They're insurance-based. Man, we got to get you in and move. Come on, what's the issue? Let's get to it and let's move on. Yeah, that kind of medicine just makes my blood boil. It truly does.
And
Really sad.
and you know what was funny too is that I introduced you to somebody that lived near you, and you started talking to that person, and that person knew your husband because that person was treated by your husband. But in my conversation, we didn't realize in the beginning that was your husband. And then she said, oh, Gino. I'm like, yeah, that was her husband's name. She goes, oh, he changed my life. He's a wonderful guy. And she went on and on and on about how much, your husband changed her life and how much, but I had no clue, when we were talking, because we started talking about solo pellets, because we started talking about hormone therapy, and she mentioned about solo pellets and how they were, such a big impact in her life and how they changed her life. And then, she in the conversation, she mentioned your husband's name. I'm like, oh yes, that's our that was the that was Carol Ann's husband, and it was just so funny because, it was, I had no clue, and it was just like such a small world. But in that conversation, she was like, he was amazing. She went from one extreme to the next. It was a life-changing experience. And you could see her voice get so emotional when she mentioned your husband's name.
Oh, I've got stories upon stories and testimonials of how he truly did change people's lives. There's a friend of mine who's 73, went into her doctor for her yearly, and he said, "How is it you're so young? I don't get it. You're 73, but yet you're like a 50-year-old woman. What's going on?" So those kind of stories are extremely warm to my heart. It just, you can't do it any other way. You've got to fix the inside. I was talking to somebody the other day. I've always believed one's life is an inside job. It's an inside job to heal from the inside. Heal mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You can get your nails done, your hair, the facelifts, the body reconstruction, you can do it all. But if you're not healing on from the inside out, yeah, forget it. There's nothing that's going to make you feel good. It may be momentarily to look at your nails and go, "Oh my God, wow, aren't those cool?" And then it goes away. It's just a blip in our time zone. But feeling good on the inside, that's forever. That truly is an inside job, and that takes work. And I know that. Trust me, I know that for a fact. And I'm still working on myself. I've got the physical part and the emotional part, the spiritual part working on, the mental part working on, because it's a lifetime. It's another job to keep yourself mentally balanced for a good brain health. It really is. If you just stop one day and pay attention to how much the chatter goes on inside of your brain, it's incredible. It's constant back there. And at some point, I have learned that you've got to stop the chatter going on. It doesn't do you any good to hear, because you'll spiral down so quickly. You may be looking at something on Instagram feeling so great, but when you look on Instagram what your friends are doing and you go, "Wait, why wasn't I invited? How come I'm not at this event?" And you spiral down so quickly. That's that brain chatter going on. You gotta stop that stuff. But that's another part to me of being this balanced. Once you get your hormones in balance, you start paying attention then to, "Hey, what's going on up there? Who's in there?"
You really do. Once my hormones became balanced, my clarity, my focus, the way I thought, my mental capacity to really think about things thoroughly and really to understand what was going on in my life and not react, not to let my emotions, come before. I was more realistic, more calm. I looked at the situation and then, I worked on my emotions, and because sometimes, things happen in our lives and our emotions go in many different directions and we have to kind of pull it together. And that's not easy. Isn't that
No,
easy?
it's not easy, especially with as much that's coming at us in the world today. You've got to learn how to turn that off, and you have to learn to stop comparing yourself to everybody's lives. Because I truly feel that people put on social media such a small bit of their glorious life. And lately, you read about so many TikTokers and Instagram influencers who are killing themselves at a young age. Why? That's a shame.
A lot of people can't take the pressure that what's going on. A lot of people put on too much too quick. And you only see the goods, a fragment of the good stuff, but you don't see what goes on in back to get them to the point where they are. And like
Right.
you say, too many people compare themselves. Everybody's different. You can compare yourself to someone that's doing the same thing, but they could be doing it for 30 years and they've been working nonstop. And you only see the success in the front end, but you don't see what they did in the back end to get where they are today.
That's right. That's right. And if your hormones are not balanced, you need that estrogen in the brain to help balance it out. You need that testosterone in the brain. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, 100%, 100%.
And we are doing studies now on that. So that's our next foray. We've already spoken with a big clinic about brain health. So now we're truly going to study exactly how it is those hormones affect the brain.
Yeah, and I think that's a great thing because with there's so many different health mental health issues, and now they talk about them. When we were growing up, everything was hush hush, but now people talk about them. But a lot of times some of these mental health issues can be fixed by balancing the hormones, eating the proper foods, and taking care of yourself better. You could actually help rid a lot of these mental health issues just by doing it naturally and not having to reach out and take a pharmaceutical drug that can cause
Right.
more problems to you.
Yeah, now Dr. T had a great saying that he shared with someone, and he said if he could just treat everyone in the US, he truly felt that mental health issues would decline to about 85, 90% if the hormones were able to get balanced.
I
He
agree.
really saw that connection early on in the early 2000s. That was his mission, because he was treating TBI. We treat Jim McMahon, who was with Chicago Bears quarterback. We treat Nick Lowry, who's an ambassador, who was the Kansas City Chiefs kicker. We've treated other NFL Hall of Fame players who they're so badly beaten down in these football games. They didn't have the protection they do now. One of them wanted to kill himself. That's how bad it was. So he got on the testosterone hormones. Whew, no thoughts of killing himself any longer. His life completely changed as well. So it's incredible to know that something so simple the body used to produce on its own, it starts dwindling away. The hormone pellets physiologically take you back to your 30s. I mean, how wonderful is that? That is terrific.
I felt when I got my hormones balanced, I felt like I was back in my 30s again. Like
See?
it was amazing.
There you go.
And then a lot of people, a lot of men, were complaining about, a decline in their testosterone, even when they went to the doctor and got tested as early as 39, they started to get symptoms and,
It's rampant now that younger people are seeing their hormones deplete in their mid-30s because of the environment, because of the chemicals in the food, because of their lifestyle, because of the way they eat. They don't exercise as much as the generation above them. They're so stuck in front of a computer. So many things going wrong with them that's so easily fixed if they just have a baseline lab work done. That's it. That's all it is a baseline.
So true. So true. Now, if you really had to look at today's conversation and you really wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what are some of the things that you'd like to emphasize on?
The first thing I tell everybody, get that baseline lab level done. Absolutely. Even if it reads well, go get it done. You'll have some peace of mind and know, test it in another year, test it in 2 years. Find a doctor who specializes in hormone replacement therapy, especially the pellets, because they read lab levels differently than anybody else does.
Yes, they do.
I think it's important for people to know that truly Cetaphili is the leader when it comes to pellet hormone therapy. Dr. T is the only one who has the right to claim he was the founder, the originator, the revolutionizer of the hormone world with pellets. Because before then, you were looking at patches, pills, creams, and the injectables.
Yes.
So, and I am thrilled to carry that on for him. I really am.
And I'm so happy that you are doing that. I'm very proud of you for keeping his legacy alive because he's done amazing work and he's really made his mark in the world. Just like you had mentioned, he definitely has made his mark in the world and you continue to keep that mark alive through all the things that you're doing, and at the same time, you're helping so many people improve their lives and continue to live a happy, healthy life. Because a lot of times when you have an imbalance, a lot of people feel depressed. A lot of people have mood swings. A lot of people, feel suicidal, because the depression and the anxiety lead to that. First people feeling anxiety, then it goes into depression, and then the depression can lead to suicidal thoughts, and that's dangerous. So,
That's right. Absolutely. So get the hormone levels tested for sure.
And the one thing I want to emphasize that you mentioned is that functional medicine doctors and doctors that deal with hormone therapy read blood level work differently, because a lot of people will go to a regular primary doctor. They say, "Oh, everything's fine because the doctor said so." But when you go to like a functional medicine doctor or you go to a doctor that deals with hormone therapy,
That's right.
they do not read the levels the same way because they're looking to prevent issues and they're looking to stabilize and balance, issues, and hormones in your body that are not balanced. And they're looking to keep you balanced so you can live a healthy and happy, productive life. And so when you go to a doctor that deals with hormone therapy, they're looking at things from a very different perspective, and people should realize that.
Yeah, and I'm glad you realized that too. So thanks for doubling down and saying that as well.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, before we go, can you tell everybody about all the services that you provide?
Well, we specialize in stay on our lane for pellets, but we also do the weight loss, the injectables there, the GLP-1s to help support those who want to lose the extra weight because pellets are not a weight loss product.
Yes.
It gives you that energy and that get up and go you missed because you had very low testosterone.
Right.
We also have a spa, and in the spa we do the typical Botox and the fillers. We do the red light therapy, and people can find us at Sotopelli Therapy. It's Sottopelli, as in Peter, Elle, therapy.com.
I love it. I love it. This has been amazing, Caroline. Every time you come on the show, I enjoy what you have to say. You are, not only are you explaining about Soa pellets and you're explaining about hormone therapy, but you really relate it back to your own life and your and the and the everyday things that go on in people's lives and how it relates to hormone therapy. In our last, episode, you talked about, solo dating, and you talked about the grief of losing your husband and moving on in life and how, and how hormone therapy has helped in that aspect. And then, today we went over, making your mark in the world and how, people, if their hormones are balanced and they can really focus and they can really function the way they're supposed to, not only are you making your mark in the world, but people have the ability to make their own mark in the world. And that's important too, because people, don't realize that, if your hormones are balanced and everything is functioning properly, you're able to do so much more. And not only are did Gino make a mark in the world and you made a mark in the world, but by helping others and helping them balance, with solo pellets, people will have the ability to change their lives, feel better about themselves, feel good enough to make their own mark in the world and to make this place a better place.
Thank you. Very well said.
Well,
Very well.
thank you so much for being on the show. I look forward to our next episode, and this has been amazing.
Thank you. Me too. See you soon.
See you soon. Bye bye.